Tonight's shir, Simen Tafresh, Ayin Aleph, Se'if Zayin, and Se'if Ches. Se'if Zayin. Mitzvah lahanichoy betefech hasamuch lepesach mismoil. The mitzvah, the best way to do the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to place the menorah, a tefach, 3-4 inches, close to the door on the left side. Kedei shtei mezuzah miyamin, v'ner Chanukah mismoil, so your mezuzah is on the right side, the Chanukah licht is on the left side, and you're surrounded by mitzvahs. V'im ein mezuzah b'pesach, if this door doesn't have a mezuzah, menicha miyamin, you put the menorah on the right side. V'im henicho b'delas atzmo, if you place the menorah in the space of the doorway itself, yanichenu michetzio shel knis latzad smo, you should place it on the left side. If you divide the doorway in half, so the left side is where you're going to put the menorah. Umir the Ramah says, however, bizman hazeh shekolonim adikim b'pifnim, today we all light indoors, ve'en hekel b'nei v'shesuram klal, it's not noticeable to people outside. Ein lochesh kol kach im ein madikim b'tefach ha-samach ha-pesach, we don't worry so much if you're not lighting in that spot right close to the door, the tefach close to the doorway. Yet, the minig is, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not the actual minig, it means the minig hanachon, the way you should conduct yourself, is to light in that tefach on the left side of the doorway, like they did in the old days. Ve'in l'shanos, and one should not change. Elam kein rabbi b'nei habayis, unless you have a lot of people in the house, shodif yoyis l'hadak olech l'makom yuchod, it's better everyone to light in a different spot, rather than mix all the neiros together. Vein heker kama neiros madlikin, then you can't tell how many neiros were lit. One should always be careful not to light where you light candles all year long, because then of course there's no way to know that you're doing this for the mitzvah. Even though you're doing this, that it should be noticeable for the family, but you need something different. It shouldn't be an identical place where you place your lamps all year round. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Lamed Aleph. B'tefach hasamach v'chulu. The mitzvah is to place the menorah in the tefach close to the doorway on the left side. Shemiachi kenu lahalom in a pesach, because if you pull it away from the door, einu nikur shebalabayis in the yichushom, it's not recognizable that the homeowner placed it there. Sifkatan Lamed Beis la pesach. In the doorway, beinim ahanochahu al pesach habayis o al pesach hachotzer. This is true whether you're lighting in the doorway of the house or the doorway to the yard. Sifkar lamed gimel kadesh tehein. The goal is that you have a mezuzah on the right side and the menorah on the left side. Vihei mesubov b'mitzvus. So you're surrounded by mitzvus. Miu b'diyavid. However, b'diyavid emeniach ner chanukah miyamin yotza. If you put the ner chanukah on the right side, the same side as the mezuzah, you would be yotza. If there is no mezuzah, then put the menorah on the right side. The kol midi de mitzvah yamin adif, because by mitzvahs we always give precedence to the right side. But even further, this is going to be more pesumei nisa. The miracle will be more publicized because people always turn to the right. If we go back to the beginning of the seif. The beginning of this if said that the mitzvah is to put the menorah in the tefach near the door on the left side. And now we're saying, what if you put it in the actual doorway? That's how I saw the Shon Halachas teaches it. It doesn't mean you're putting the menorah on the door. It means you put it in the doorway itself. So you should put the menorah on the left side. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Lamavav Mechetzio Shal Knisa Hainu. The space where the door is, how you enter the house, divide it in two. On the side to the left, opposite the mezuzah, because the mezuzah is on the right. That's where you put the menorah. But there's no preference where on the left side you put the menorah. The implication is anywhere on that side is good enough. But if you look in the Taz, Shedaito, his opinion is that practically speaking, you should be strict and put the menorah on the left side of the doorway, all the way over by the wall. So if you're putting it right outside the door, the menorah is on the right, and the mezuzah is on the right, and the menorah is on the left. But if you're not putting it outside by the door, you're putting it inside in the doorway, so then we divide the space in half, and anywhere on the left side is sufficient. But the Taz says it's better to put it up against the wall as well. Sifkan Lamed Zayin, the Ramah says that the minig has become to light inside, and we don't worry about these things. But the best thing is to still do it the old way. When we call Malkum HaMinig Kadesha Yikonis Ben Shtei Mitzvahs, in order to enter between the two mitzvahs, the best way is to keep it with the mezuzah on the right and the menorah on the left. Sifkan Lamed Chesve Ein L'Shanis, and one should not change. However, if there's a window facing the street, it's actually better to put it in the window, that it should be noticeable to the people in the street, and publicize the miracle. Unless it will be harmful if the non-Jews see the menorah in the window, they throw rocks in your window. So then you're not going to do that. Shartzi and Sifkod Membeis writes, what happens if your window is 20 amos above the ground? Then ain hekel b'shusram. Then people outside won't see us tov yos and nech b'his pesach. Then you're better off at the doorway into the house. You know, you go in, there's the steps going up. So then you're better doing it by the doorway. So even though the Mishnah Berurah says, ideally, even though you should put it in the window, which trumps the Ramah, who's saying, Badafka, do it by the door. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if there's a window, the window overrides, as long as the window is not 20 amos high. And I think they're big shuas by Moshe. There's the halach is to follow this Mishnah Berurah. That's the meaning we could do the window rather than the doorway. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Ubebeis HaKnesses. As far as lighting menorah in shul is concerned, menicha b'koisel darom, you put the menorah on the south wall, o b'dorm ha-menorah, and they changed this as a mistake to k'neros ha-menorah, like the neros of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, u'mesad v'nimizich l'marav, and you arrange the candles from east to west. U'madlikin, you light, umavarchin, bebeis haknesses, you make a brach and shul, bishum pisuminisa, because of pisuminisa, to publicize the miracle. The Ramah adds, ve'ein adam yoitze b'neiros shol beis haknesses. Now, you're not going to fulfill your mitzvah for your house when you light menorah and shul. V'tzarech lachzor lahadik b'beiso, whoever lights in shul will have to light again at home. V'nohagin lahadik beis haknesses b'ein mincha l'marav, the meaning is to light between mincha and marav and shul. Some people erev Shabbos alight before mincha. If they want to begin davening right after Sheikh Sibur lit one of the neiros, because the time is running out, it's possible to let the shamash finish, and the Sheikh Sibur will then daven his Shemoneh Esrei. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sifkaten lamites ubeis haknesses. There's a minig to light menorah beis haknesses o beis hamedrash or beis hamedrash sifkad mem but koisel dorm. We light it on the south wall. O al hashulchan sha'omid eitzel koisel dorm, or you put it on a table that's standing by the south wall. But tam b'kolzer, the reason for this, zeichel menorah shemekayma b'mikdash b'dorm, is to remember the menorah that was placed in the mikdash in the south. Sifkad mem aleph, the Ramah says o b'dorm hamenorah to. So this is a mistake. But zeichelom it should say k'neres hamenorah. You put it like the nearest hamenorah in the south. Sifkad membeis u'mesad u'mizuch v'chulu, and you arrange the licht from east to west. Zeh gam ken ke'ein menorah. This is also like the menorah in the mikdash. The nearest hayu musudram by mikdash ben mizuch lemarav. The menorah was on the south wall, and it was lined up east west. Ken yisadu gam ken nearest chanukah. That's how you should arrange the nearest chanukah. Vida, but you should know the yesh marishonim the sfir lehu. There are rishonim who hold the after menorah hoyso medes bedarom, that even though the menorah was clearly according to all views on the south, mikomokum neroseho hoymusudarim mitzafin ledarom. There is an opinion that the neros were actually running north south as well. So according to them, it comes out that Neres Chanukah in Shul should be lined up north south. There are places who actually do that. We're not going to protest if they do. They have who to rely upon, but it's not the standard. The standard is to line up the menorah east west. The candles are arranged. The candles are arranged from east to west. So when you light the menorah, you stand with your back to the south, upar v'tzafon, facing the north. Umaskil miyamino, he starts from his right. Shuhaner hasamach aron hakodesh, which is the ner closest to the aron hakodesh. V'shuv moisif v'hoylich, and then you add from that point out towards the west. Umaskil mehasmoli uponol yamino. He begins from the left and turns to the right on each subsequent night. V'ayin lekaman sof simen tafresh ayin vav, mashenich to bezeh. Later we'll write more about this in tafresh ayin vav. And that's what we do here in the shul, and most shuls, that's how they do it. There's a question if we do this in every public place. The Mechaber talks about Beis Knesses, Mishdabur Eretz Beis Medrash, and most posts can tell us that it has to be a place that's a place for davening, not Stam Ezoi, people gather together. There's a whole discussion, yes or no, but generally we will say not to. The Kosam Aravi, the Poskim say, is a place where people daven regularly, and therefore you can light menorah, you should light menorah like Beis HaKnesses.
And on top of cars.
I never found that one. There's another Shaila, if a Beis HaKnesses has several minyonim for Marav, do you make a bracha at each Marav? So there are two different opinions. There are those who say no, there are those who say yes, and I've seen both types of shuls, where one shul have every minyan will make, literally every 15 minutes of Marv. Every 15 minutes to make a bracha. And if the other places where they don't.
They blow out the prior ones?
They blow it out and start again. And other places, no. And then the shal is if you have a main central shul and many small minyanim around, does each minyan, and many places, every minyan does their own halakas neres, and you don't rely on one. I know this was an issue here by the Kotel. They never lit menorah at the 6:30 marv, only lit by the 10 o'clock marv. I said, why not? We light menorah. So they started lighting menorah at the 6:30 marv. Why shouldn't you light menorah?
And there's no problem with making a bracha even though no one's fulfilling a mitzvah.
That's correct. We'll get that right away. Sifkat yes.
A dinner? Lighting by dinner or by wedding?
It's not. That's not the simon. It won't be the dinner basic kinesis. The shal is dinner bias. So that's what we have to wait and see. Sifkad memdal, the malikin mevarchin. So in shul, we light with a bracha. After the basic kinesis irak min haga, even though in shul it's only a minig, we still make a bracha. Kamosh mevarchin al hal, the Rosh Chodesh. The same way we make hal on Rosh Chodesh bracha. Sheinu el a minig, just the minig say hal on Rosh Chodesh, we make a bracha. So that's what we do. That's our practice, even though there are some people who talk about don't make a bracha by halal. But the minig is we do make a bracha by the menorah.
Is there a difference that with Hallel, you're being Yotzei, you're Minhag? With lighting the candles, you're not being Yotzei, you're Minhag until you.
You are. There's a minig that in the shul they light menorah. See, there's a simple halach of Ner Ishu Beso for your house. This, to me, takes on a whole new dimension of Beis HaMikdashtik. The idea of the Darom. This is not the same way as we do. No one in the house is lighting the darom. There's no representation like that of Beis HaMikdash in your house. Oh, and shul, we talk about these kind of things. Well, there's another one coming up.
If you light Shabbos candles not on your table, shouldn't it be on the
safon?
Yeah. Darom?
No, forget. They say the shulchan but safon, the candles but darom. Yeah, but that's Kabbalistic. It's not.
Not real.
It's not. You'll find it in the Mishnah Berurah, I don't think. Does the Mishnah Berurah say that? I don't think so. Im Avel Mispal be'erev Chanukah. Mishnah Berurah continues. If an Avel is dying for the Omid, the first night of Chanukah, Madlik Adam Acher Haner, someone else should light menorah. Mishum Shechyonu, because you say Shechyonu, the Mevarchin Oz, you say then a Shechyonu, a Minkar, the Ace Simchu, it's apparent that it's a time of Simcha, let's Tzibur for the Tzibur. Ve'en Kedai Sha'ovel Yalikim, so it's not Kedai, it's not worth it for an Avel to make the Brachas. Alba Beisu Yochel Avel Shechyonu, of course at home the Avel will say Shechyonu. The rest of Chanukah, when we don't say Shechyanu, Yochel or of the Hag Chanukah, the Ovel Kalait Ner Chanukah. Umispar ha'ol b'chanaka mincha marv, the oval will daven for the omid mincha marv, ubetuba av ubet shvat, tuba av and tuba shvat, v'lagba oimer de les hal, and lagba when there's no halal, ha'ol mispar shach skam, can the oval kadam shachris too. Sometimes I wouldn't let the Oval daven chamar pima godim. Not everyone agrees with this. There are places that will not let the Oval daven the entire Hanukkah, regardless of the fact that we don't have halal at night.
Oval just means during the Shiva, right? Or during the whole Yud Beis
Chodesh. The whole year. Right. This is not Shiva, it's the whole year. Sivkad mem hei. V'tzarech lachzul lahadlik. The whoever lights menorah in shul has to light again at home. The one who's lit in shul has to light again at home. It's not just he wasn't motzi the tzibur. He's not yotzi himself. There's an obligation for everyone to light at home. But shechianu he should not repeat unless he's making the bracha for his wife and family as well. If he's for himself, he won't say shechianu a second time. We light in shul b'mincha marv. What's allowing me to say? Afilu hanohagin lahadik b'chol yom b'tzitz kachavim. Even though at home the meaning is to light menorah at seis hakachavim when the stars are out, beis hakneses nohagin achem mincha b'shash al mekubotzim. In shul, we light menorah when everyone is gathered after mincha. V'gam de la'acher marv einochem la'akev olam b'zen. Besides, it's not right to keep people waiting for marv. People want to get home to light at home as well. The notes add that in the Beis HaMikdash, they lit the menorah b'davka before Tzeis Kochavim, and it was after Mincha, after Tomat Shabbein Arbaim, before the Keturah Seymurim, so that was the right time to light the menorah, as opposed to your home. Now, in Erev Shabbos, Sivkot Mem Zayin, Koyde Mincha, some places lit before Mincha. The Rashal says that too. And the problem was, we didn't want to run into Chil Shabbos. So if it's running late, better light menorah than Dav Mincha. Al B'darkei Moshe Kosev She'ein Onog and Kain, Darkei Moshe says that's not a minig, Ela Af B'Rev Shabbos Malikim Beis HaKnes V'Mincha L'Marav, even in Shul, we'll light between Mincha L'Marav, B'Shar She'ha'oilom Maschil L'Kabeis V'Kabesu Menisa. When people gather in this Pesu Menisa. Achein, however, in Ma'oilom Mis'achron L'Vav, people are delayed coming to Shul, before you get the minyan, it'll already be Shabbos. Lo yabten kal, don't wait. El yivarech v'yadik miyad afilu kar de mincha, make a brach and light before mincha, even before mincha. To become all kamei k'pesu minisa, there'll still be pesu minisa. Kishibah ma'achar kach le basic knesset, when they come later to shul v'ram hanes and l'sid haneres. L'nyin yochid, ayin l'kamam b'sof simen tafesh ayin tes, mishdubu, as far as the yochid, we'll discuss in tafesh ayin tes. So the Be'er Loch has a long discussion. Maybe you need 10 people when you light for Pesu Menisa. And the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. Says, no, you don't need 10 when you make the bracha. As long as there will be 10 later on, that is sufficient.
You need 10 to
see? If there won't be a minion, you can't light in shul.
Oh, in shul.
All right, let me shul. Sefka Memches. If they're in a hurry, so then the Sheikh Tzibur can light one and let someone else finish. With Dafka Bavazen, it has to be such a case. Because otherwise, Tov Yosef Sheikh Mabiyasu HaMitzvah Shehis Chabah. He should finish the mitzvah that he begins. Sefkad Memtes, Yuch LaShamash, the Shamash could finish. Da Brocha Chal Al Ha'echa Shehidlik. He made a Brocha and he lit one. That's good enough. To Hu Iker. Vashar Inan Ela Hidden Mitzvah Bi'alma. The rest is just Hidden Mitzvah. Vodim Beveso, the same is true at home. Keshem is Damelo, Ezadav and Achutz, he lit, and then he's got to run to do something. Lach Shehidlik Echod Mehen Yuchal Acher Lahashlam Bishvilo Eshare Neros. Once he lit one, someone else can finish lighting the rest. So one of the shahs the post will talk about is, can you let a child light the menorah in shul? If the menorah in shul is just a minig bi'alma, so let a child light the menorah. And there are those who say that he can, and there are those who say that he can't. That even though it's only a minig bi'alma, we don't let a kid do it. So there are different shittas about that as well. Se'if ches. Chotzer she'yesh lo shnei psochim mishnei buchos. You have a yard and there's two entrances and they're not on the same side. Tzarech lahadik b'shteyan. You should light on both. Mifnei chshad. Then no one should suspect that he's not doing the mitzvah. Mishnei psochim beruach echad. But if both entrances are on the same side, v'bayis echad, it's one home. Dailo be'echad mehem. It's sufficient just to light one. V'madlik b'shnei p'sachan, if he lights in two doorways, einu mevarach rak b'echad, mehen, you only make the bracha at one, u'b'sheni madlik below bracha, the second one you light without a bracha. Mi, however, v'zman ezet, today, shekula madlikim b'fnei mamish, today we light inside, v'en heker l'fnei v'shusaram klal, it's not like we're doing this that the people could see in the doorways like they used to do for the people who pass by. Then afili yesh l'chotzo l'bayis habib p'sachim, l'habib u'chos, even if the yard or house has many entrances on many sides, ein malikin elapam echas b'fnim, you light once inside, kein nira livich in a minig pashut, that's what appears to me, and that's the simple minig. We don't worry about chashad when you light in the window.
So if you live on a corner.
Even then. By the window, there's no din chashad. The din chashad is by doorways. There's never din window. Now, I know someone asked me, yes, a few people light in, and I said, good, so your kids can light one window, the other one, that's fine. But in the halacha, there's no din chashad. If the chotzer has two entrance ways or the house has two entrance ways, there's the issue of chashad. We don't want to have the ability to be suspect of not lighting the menorah. People say, oh, they don't give him the benefit of the doubt. To drive by one side and see no menorah, he didn't light here, he didn't light there either. Therefore, if even though one person owned all those houses in that yard, maybe there's only one house for the chotzer, so we have to light on both sides. If it's on one side, we don't worry about it. They see that there's a menorah in one of the doorways. He didn't light the second doorway. Everyone knows that inside is one house. This person has both doors to his house. It's enough to light one. They're one home. Let's say it's two homes, or the house is divided inside. Even though one person may own it, that's two homes, you need two menorahs. Because people think two people live there. Others say, if you buy a semi-attached home and you own both, you don't have to light in both. Today we light inside. In the time of the tour, they would have lit in the doorway, inside the doorway. So people who walk by would notice. Therefore, we're worried about suspicion when people don't see the proper number of menorahs for doorways. But today, we light inside by the window, we don't light by the door. We're not worried about the Rishus HaRabim. We're not worried about the people outside. So it's an interesting thing. On the one hand, we do put in the window for people to see outside, but it's not enough to say that the Iker is for the people outside. The Iker is people inside. And therefore, we're not concerned about Chashad. And that's what the Poskim say, that if you light by the window, we're not worried about Chashad. But if you light outside today, are we worried? So some person will say, no, we don't worry about outside today either. And Rav Yosher says, no. If you're lighting outside, you got to light all the doorways. But if you're lighting inside, we don't worry about it.